Hello, Miss Graham.
Yes.
Hi, Miss Graham. My name's Alexa. We are on a recorded line. It looks like you were transferred over me for, to me from the hair relaxer
Correct.
department. Okay, great. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria for the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do have to ask, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. Have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I hate asking this question. Were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Unfortunately.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. My heart goes out to you for everything you've experienced. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
September 20th, 2023.
And what hospital were you diagnosed at?
Loyola University Medical Center.
Is that located in Chicago?
Is it in Maple,
In
Illinois?
Maywood? Okay. Perfect. Thank you for clarifying that for me.
So right outside of Chicago.
Okay. At 2160 South First Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bear with me. I'm just copying over the address. Okay. And what was the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Amina Ahmad.
Do you know how to spell her first name?
It's AMINA.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that for me. Okay. Do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. And I do know some of these questions you've already answered. We just have to ask them a specific way. I do apologize in advance. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Wait, can you say it again?
Of course, I'll read it slower too because it's kind of a weird question. I don't like the way it's worded. So, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year? So 4 times in 1 year before being diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah, the Dark and Lovely
Okay.
L'Oreal.
Okay, and you used it more than 4 times in a single year?
Yeah.
Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer products?
Maybe five or six.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes. Because it was used for, yeah.
What is your date of birth?
5/12/92.
I have 5/12/1992.
Correct.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay.
I got enough with cancer already.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. And what state did you use hair relaxer?
Illinois.
When did you start using hair relaxers?
January 2017.
2017, okay. And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
September 2023.
Okay. How often did you apply those products? Was it weekly, monthly, 4 times per year, or less than 4 times per year?
Like 4 times a year.
Okay. And how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products?
5 or more years.
Okay. Did you mainly receive hair treatments in a salon, home, or both?
Both, mainly home.
Okay.
Everything is so high nowadays.
Oh, exactly. I know it's ridiculous. I remember when we were able to get our hair done for like $150. Now it's like
Exactly.
ridiculous. It's horrible. Now, when it was done at home, where did you mainly purchase the product from? What store?
Walgreens.
Okay. And when done at a salon, what salon did you mainly get it done at?
I don't remember the name of the
Okay.
salon.
Okay. Now, I already know the answer to this one, but like I said, we do have to ask them a certain way. Do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
No.
Okay. Okay, and you mentioned Dark and Lovely as the brand product you use, correct?
Yeah, Dark
Okay.
and Lovely L'Oreal.
Okay. Okay, now this question is worded very strangely as well, so I'll read it as many times as you need me to, okay? So, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? It's a mouthful.
Wait.
Okay, I'll ask it again. Okay, I'll break it down too. Okay, I'll pause in between each one. So, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started? So, in 2027 or 2017. So, did it happen 2 or more years after 2017 using it regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's worded very weird. I don't understand how it was, but I know what it's trying to say, but the way it's just, I feel like there's a better way to say
Sure.
it. And then let's see. What type of treatment did you receive?
So I got a partial oropharyngectomy. I don't know how to say it, but I know how to spell
Hysterectomy?
it.
Okay.
It's OOPHO. I'm
O
sorry.
O P H O
R
R
E C T O M Y.
Okay, I'm going to spell that back for you to make sure I got it correct.
Okay.
I have O O P H O R E C T O M Y.
Yeah, CTOMY, yes.
Okay.
So it
Okay.
removed my left ovary, which had the
Ugh.
tumor, surgery, chemotherapy, and other medications.
Okay, and when was your treatment date?
September 26, 2023.
And who was your treating doctor?
My OBGYN was Dr. Amina Ahmad.
Okay, same doctor, okay.
And then I had an oncologist too,
Okay.
Dr. Donald Sweet, Sweet.
Okay, okay, I see Dr. Donald Sweet. I'm gonna put that in the medical notes. Bear with me. Okay, let me find that area. Okay, bear with me. I'm copying over the address for the facility. And that was where you received treatment, correct? Okay.
Loyola.
Okay. Now, this is for the HIPAA compliant medical record release forms. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, thank you. Your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then just to verify, I have your first name spelled T-E-L-A,
Yes.
Tila. Okay.
Yes.
And then your last name, Graham, G-R-A. H-A-M.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a middle initial?
No.
Okay. Do you have health insurance coverage?
No.
Okay. All right, for your email, I have your first name, last name, so Tila Graham 092 at gmail.com. Is that current?
Yes.
Okay. And then this 312-998-1305, is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. Is it your cell phone or your home phone?
Yes, my
Okay.
cell phone.
Okay. Now, when you're being contacted, would you prefer a phone call first, a text first, or email first?
Either or, no preference.
Okay. What is the best time of day to reach you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
No preference.
Okay. What is your home address?
96 Ascot. So that's A as in Apple, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, T as in Thomas, Lane, LN, apartment 2821, Willowbrook, so Willowbrook, Brook, Brook. That is one word.
Okay.
Illinois 60527.
Okay. And then what was your apartment number again?
2
128?
8 no 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 no
Okay.
2 8 2 1.
2821. Okay. I'm glad I asked again. It kind of cut off. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. It was the phone, not you. Okay. So I have 96 Ascot Lane, apartment 2821 in Willowbrook, Illinois, 60527.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
No.
No? Okay. If needed, to request the records from your hospital, would you be able to provide them through the mail or electronically or either?
Either.
Okay, so you have the medical records at your hospital, you just don't have them on you, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Does not live with me.
Okay. What is their first name?
Ashley, Ashley.
And last name?
Smith, Smilt.
Okay, LT. Okay, so I have Ashley Smilt, and what's their phone number?
Hold on, she just changed her number. Give me
Okay,
1 second.
no problem.
Six three zero
Okay.
755 2736.
Okay. And is she a friend, relative,
Mother.
mother? All right. So I have phone number 630-755-2736.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is also for the HIPAA compliant medical record release forms. Let me get to the part. What is your social?
Do I have to provide it right now?
If you feel more comfortable, we can go by the last four.
Okay, we'll just go by the last four.
Okay.
7950.
50. Okay. I will let you know that when the attorneys do start working on your claim, they will need the full social, okay? But
Okay.
it's definitely okay to start from here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have 7950. Okay. All right. So are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to be setting up some DocuSign documents to send over for you. Now, I am going to quickly go through a few of your questions or a few of your answers just to verify I have them correctly. That way, I don't have to reset up the documents and make you sign again, okay?
Okay.
That way, I have it perfect the first time, okay? So, you did not already get an attorney, correct?
Correct.
Okay, you used hair straightening relaxers within the last 20 years.
Correct.
Okay, you unfortunately were diagnosed with ovarian cancer on September 20th, 2023.
Yes.
Okay, this claim is for yourself. Your diagnosing doctor was Amina Ahmed at Loyola University Health Center.
Yes.
Okay, and that's located at 2160 South First Avenue in Maywood, Illinois, 60153.
Yes.
Okay, now I asked that one a few times. I'm not going to reread the complicated questions because those ones just throw us all off. Okay, and you said you used hair relaxer about 5 to 6 times per year prior to your
Yes.
diagnosis. Okay. The facility you were diagnosed at was Loyola University Strick School of Medicine.
Yes.
Okay. You are a resident of the United States and your birthday is 5/12/1992.
Yes.
Okay. You were not diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome.
Correct.
You started using hair relaxer in January 2017 and you stopped in September of 2023.
Yes.
Okay. You used hair relaxer for 5 or more consecutive years.
Yes.
You did the treatment both at a salon and home, and when you did it at home, you received or you purchased a product at Walgreens.
Yes.
Okay. You mainly use Stark and Lovely, also L'Oreal.
Yes.
Okay. And then that was the other complicated question. Okay. See. Your treating doctor was Amina Ahmad as well, but then your oncologist was Dr. Donald Sweet.
Yes.
Okay. And you were treated at the same facility.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to confirm spelling of your first and last name one more time since that's going to transfer onto the documents as well. I have your first name, Tila, Tela.
Yes.
Okay, last name, Graham, Graham.
Yes.
Okay, I confirmed your email twice and your phone number twice, so we're good on that. I'm going to confirm your address one more time, 96 Ascot Lane, apartment 2821. In Willowbrook, Illinois, 60527.
Yes, but can you spell Escott?
Oh, yes, it's Ascot Lane.
Yes,
Okay,
yes.
perfect. Okay. And then you said you don't have a copy of your medical records on you, but they are at the hospital, and if needed to obtain them, you could submit them both electronically and through the
Yes,
mail.
or I'll give you all permission.
Okay. Yes. Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, most likely the attorney, I mean not most likely, the attorneys will request to get your medical documents, but if need be, they may have to have you verify or the hospital may need you to verify. I'm not sure how that process works. I'm just the enrollment rep, so the attorneys will definitely let you know how that goes, okay?
Okay.
All right, so bear with me. Okay, now we never asked to reach out to any of your friends or loved ones, but if you do know anyone else who was affected by hair relaxers as well, please feel free to give them our number, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm setting up the documents right now, so bear with me. Sometimes it takes a little bit to load. Okay, everything looks perfect. Now I will let you know, the apartment number does not transfer over to the documents, but it is on your file. Okay, so if you do see that, I promise I put it on there.
Okay.
Okay.
So you say you need me to sign the documents, and then what else?
Okay, so then what happens is I'm sending you the documents right now. You'll get them in a text and an email. While you're looking them over, I'll kind of let you know how the process works, okay? So once you do sign the documents, that gives the attorneys permission to reach out to you. Okay, they will be following up with you with another phone call within 72 hours, so the next few days. Okay, now it's business days, so I'd expect a call either Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Okay, now I know there's the holiday, the New Year coming up. I don't know if they're still open on the New Year or not. I will definitely, if I see on my end that you haven't spoken to them, I will definitely call you and connect you to straight to them. Okay, and you can always feel free to give me a call as well if you haven't heard from them. So once you get on that phone call, they're just going to verify the information that I submitted over to them. So I do apologize. They'll have to go through a few more questions, but I promise it's going to be the end of the route for that. Okay. Then they start working on your claim. And if needed, they will, if anything goes on that they do need you to answer any other questions, they'll be in contact with you throughout the length of your claim, but it should be smooth sailing from here on out. Okay. Okay. And I do want to apologize. I know these questions are not easy to go over. I do want to thank you for your patience. And once again, my heart goes out to you for everything that you've experienced.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, have you received the documents? I want to make sure that you were able to
Yes,
receive them.
I'll
Okay.
send them out now.
Okay. Okay, and then since you're doing that, I'll let you know when I receive them.
Something. Now you say the 21 did go over.
Yes, it is on your file. It's just not going to show on the documents. I don't know why the apartment numbers never show. Was that your question? I'm sorry, it kind of cut off. It was
Yes.
the okay, perfect. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why. It's very interesting, but I promise it is on their end as well.
Okay, I submitted it back.
Okay. Let me take a look to see if I received it. Okay, I still have not received it on my end. Oh, there we go. Now it says completed. Sorry. DocuSign is great, but sometimes it lags a little. Okay. All right. Okay, everything looks beautiful. Okay, so yeah, like I said, expect a call within 72 hours. Because of the holiday, it might be Friday. I'm not too sure how their office works. I'm sure they're open because it's not. I'm not too sure, but hopefully you do hear from them within 72 hours. Like I said, though, if not, you can always feel free to give me a call. I'm also going to send you my number so it goes straight to me, not my office. And then, yeah, and then, like I said, it should be pretty smooth sailing from here on out. Do you have any questions for me?
No, thank you so much for
Yeah,
your
yeah.
assistance and
You're very
your time.
welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. I want to let you know I admire your strength through such a difficult time. I know what you've gone through is not easy.
At all, but
I
thank
know.
you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have a blessed day and have a happy new year.
You too. Same to you. Bye bye
Yeah,
now.
thank you. Bye-bye.